continued special report, Moon Tower Comedy Fest 2015.
So, Randy.
Yeah. You got to attend the Moon Tower Comedy Fest this year.
I did. One of my friends who's on a podcast with me.
Yeah.
Got me a press badge.
That sounds like Moon a pretty Tower. Cool dude.
He sounds pretty great. Yeah.
Yeah, apparently we can get press badges.
Yeah. It was sort of a last minute deal. I was already going. I had bought tickets to some standalone shows. Nick Offerman and Megan Mullally's show, which is the week before Moon Tower, but was still sort of branded with it.
And that's a marital comedy duo?
Yeah. They did music and stand-up, and they talked about sort of their... It was actually great that, you know, Nick Offerman, you know, from Parks and Rec, Megan Mullally, you know, from Children's Hospital and also Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
And they're married, and one of these famous married couples, and... They did some songs.
Sounds kind of like a folksy variety hour kind of thing.
Yeah, if you think of it as being dirty. It's a dirty variety hour.
Because I remember I've seen some of Nick Offerman's American Bacon or whatever it's called, Comedy Hour on Netflix.
And I loved that stand-up special, on his comedy special. And his wife was there the whole time. It was the two of them doing a bit. And they did stories about their first times. And they did stories about how they met, and it was sort of sweet and romantic and funny and dirty, and was just a lot of fun.
Cool.
At one point, they pretended to have a fight and got somebody else up on stage to date Megan Mullally. it was a lot of fun. I definitely really enjoyed it. The next week, I had tickets to the headliners, Patton Oswalt and John Mulaney.
Yeah. So you're already planning on going.
I was already planning on going to that, but the deal is that if you get a badge, you get access to better seats. Like, I was way up in the nosebleed seats at the Paramount Theater.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The only tickets that were available to buy if you were a non-badge holder were up in the balcony.
But we got a press badge.
We got a press badge.
What does that afford you?
We got it afterwards.
Yeah.
So I didn't know. But the press badge is the same as the fan badge. And it basically is once you go in, you can stand in line and get into the show as long as all the ticketed events haven't already been taken.
Oh, gotcha.
So... They had about five venues downtown 6th Street, and you could go, and they did shows at somewhere between 8 and 8:30. There were shows that started, and then somewhere between 10 and 10:30 was the second round of shows.
This was like a four-day-long thing, right?
They had an opening show on Wednesday night. Ron White and a lineup of comedians. I didn't make it to that. I was working. And then they did Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night.
Wow.
And they had the Moon Tower Lounge, which they had set up. They had taken over the Stephen F. Austin International, the bar on the second level.
Yeah.
Like, you had to have a badge to get in there.
Cool.
And it was like the comedy lounge for the...
That's where they have ATX Fest that we go to every year as well.
And that was really cool. They... You could go there anywhere from 5 p.m. to 2 a.m., and they had, you know, drink specials, and you could maybe hang out with comedians. I never got around to that.
So wait. Are all these places close to each other?
Yeah.
Okay, so they weren't like shuttling people.
They're all downtown. You can walk to all of them.
Okay.
Yeah. So I saw, I went to an all Austin comedian lineup the first night at the Velve Room, or the Velve Lounge, which used to be the Velveeta Room.
Yeah.
Which is right next to Esther's Follies, the famous thing down on 6th
Street. Velveeta sued them, I believe, though.
Did they really? No, I'm kidding.
I don't actually know.
I wondered. it was a great lineup. I'm going to blank on all the names of everybody, but I know that I specifically wanted to see Chris Cubis, who I've seen on At Midnight, who was really funny. There was a comedian named Mike McRae, who did a bunch of great impressions of everyone from Don Draper to Rip Torn. And there was another comedian I liked. I'm trying to think. There are a bunch of Austin comedians I liked. I've added a bunch of these guys to my Twitter feed now that I'm following.
Yeah.
And then there was a New York's Finest thing that I saw on a Friday or Saturday. I can't remember which. Michelle Wolfe, who is a comedian I knew from somewhere, I don't know where, probably At Midnight. She was running it, and then they had a bunch of comedians on there that were people I had not necessarily heard of, but who I really liked. There was a lot of funny comedians. And then Hasan Minhaj, one of the Daily Show correspondents.
Yes.
He was one of the guys hosting one of the shows that I saw.
Oh, that's cool.
And he was really funny. He did a lot of sort of millennial comedy.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, I saw Patton Oswalt, and he did 100% original new material, including crowd work, stuff I had never seen, really funny. And he killed, and then he had Mike McRae and Chris Cubis opened for him, so I'd seen both those guys, but it was fun seeing their act again. And then on Saturday night, I went to see John Mulaney, and Mulaney did all original stuff I had not seen before and was hilarious and way better than his TV show. And
our buddy Martin, I guess, went with you. Yeah, he was saying the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was really funny. All the headlining comedians were really good. The other headliner goes, they had Mark Maron, which I didn't see. They had Maria Bamford. They had, I said Ron White is the opener guy.
Yeah.
They also had, I went to see.
Maron was there, right?
Yeah, Mark Maron was there. He's one of the nights. I didn't get a chance to see him. I did see him at 24 Diner.
Oh.
At like 3 a.m. I was leaving and he was coming in with Todd Barry, I'm sure some other comedians.
Right around when they wake up, I think, comedians.
Yeah, probably so. And then TJ Miller and Pete Holmes did a show.
Oh,
and I managed
cool.
to get into that with the badge. I'll say this. This is the fourth year running for Moon Tower.
Mm-hmm.
And I was curious about Moon Tower, and I almost bought a badge, and then I didn't. And then I got the press badge. And having done it now, I will definitely do it again, because I was worried about, you know, these things where you get a badge, and you can't get any shit, like South by Southwest, where you can't get into anything. This, I got into a lot of shows, no problem. The only show I couldn't have gotten into was Patton Oswalt or John Mulaney.
Yeah.
Because they were just booked. But I got into pretty much everything else I wanted to get into. The badge comes with free parking every night of the festival.
What?
Yeah. They have a parking garage, and you just got to show your badge. You get free parking the whole night.
Score.
That alone is like 30 or 40 bucks worth of the festival twice. And it was just, they have a great lineup of comedians. There were probably, I think I saw like 15 or 20, and there were probably like 30 or 40 comedians down there doing bits.
Did it all seem pretty well organized, too?
Oh, yeah. The organizers did a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was easy to get to stuff. There was good signage.
Did they do any panels as well?
I didn't see any panels.
No?
What I saw was a couple of comedy. They're basically, like I say, probably about 10 comedy shows a night.
So it's just comedy festival.
Yeah, just comedy festival, stand-up comedy
festival. But it seems like it could lend itself to also having some panels.
Maybe
there.
So. I don't know if that's where their interests lie or whatever, but they just...
Yeah, maybe not.
The venues they had, they got Parrish, which was another place I went to on 6th Street, which was really a neat little venue for comedy. They had a Google Fiber stage that I never got to. And like I said, the Paramount was is one of the co-sponsors of this, and they had a lot of the events were there. So it's a lot of good venues in Austin. Like I said, the free parking is a huge deal. It is one of those things where if you're a stand-up comedy fan, it would be one of those things that's probably worth visiting Austin for.
So, Randy.
Yep.
We are a TV site.
Yes.
What's our relevance to this for the audience listening?
A lot of these stand-up comedians go on to do TV shows.
And I mean, you've already named a ton of them.
I mentioned several of them, but
yeah.
I wanted to talk to Sam Minaj. I never got a chance to. Bridget Everett, who's another one I'm probably going to do some kind of email interview with afterwards.
Oh, yeah?
She was on the Amy Schumer show. One of the comedians who was over at Capital City, who I didn't get to see... Rachel Feinstein, mm-hmm. She just got a development deal with Comedy Central that Amy Schumer's producing. So the world of stand-up comedy tends to lead to a lot of shows. Like a lot of these shows like Workaholics and Amy Schumer and Key and Peele and all these shows that we like.
And it's cool seeing like so many of these people have already kind of hit it big in TV and they're also kind of still go back and do some of this. Like Patton Oswalt's in like 3 or 4 shows.
Yeah, Patton Oswalt's on tons
of shows. TJ Miller is in Silicon Valley right now. And
Pete Holmes had his own show for a little while.
The Pete Holmes show. Yeah.
John Mulaney, of course, had his own show.
The Flash.
Well, probably The Flash.
He's not as funny in The Flash.
About this is that I had just started watching At Midnight on Comedy Central, which I had not been watching, but then for some reason, you know, you see the hashtag wars and all that stuff popping up on Twitter.
Yeah.
So I finally started watching it, and it's really funny. And so it's become a regular part of my rotation is At Midnight.
Yeah, every time I check it out, I really love it.
And we never talk about it on the show, but At Midnight's really funny, especially if it's fun for stand-up, because you see a lot of stand-up guys. And then occasionally, like, I watched one this week that had Eddie Izzard and Kevin Pollak. And, I mean, they get big names on there, too, so...
Every time I see their little bit, that's Thugs or Hugs.
Yes, yeah.
It kills me. Yeah. They show a clip of a kid, and they show it for a couple seconds, and they go, is this going to be a kid that's acting like a thug, or that you want to give a hug?
Yeah.
And then they'll have people guess.
It's really funny, and I'd seen a lot of these people that I saw this weekend on At Midnight before, so that's the TV tie-in, too. But
yeah.
But yeah, no, mostly, I mean, comedy tends to be a proving ground of sorts for a lot of people who go on to do TV, so.
Well, it seems like we might have maybe an opportunity to, I mean, hopefully we'll be able to attend again next year.
Yeah, hopefully
and,
so.
And maybe we can try and talk to them about, hey, you guys should have some TV panel.
Well, and yeah. And
ATX, they'll be like, yeah, and you're not moderating TV. Let's get out of here.
But ATX Fest is coming up in a couple weeks.
True.
About a month.
Very excited about that. We're going to have hopefully a couple press badges for that as well.
So.
We'll see.
Some of us will be in attendance at any rate.
Yeah.
So.
But everyone listening, if you guys are interested, this is just another of the many, many festivals here down in Austin.
Yep.
But this one's all dedicated to really interesting comedy stuff. I'm sure you can check it out. Moon Tower Comedy Festival online. Check out their Twitter as well.
Yep. It's always in April.
Yeah. And see what they have going on. And if you decide to come next year, hit us up. Come hang out with us.
That's right.
All right, until next time.
TV Dudes out.